Laws of history. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi also in the Kuzari points out the fact that human civilization is tied up with the lot of the Jewish people, and that all advances and reverses in human civilization somehow are either Jewish in origin or impinge upon the Jewish people generally, specifically, rather than upon other nations. And in a prediction regarding European history, regarding the history of the world, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi says that the relationship of governments and of empires to the Jewish people is the measure by which civilization will be measured. And that if the Jewish people come to rest and they come to redemption in their own land, then for the rest of the world, that will be, if the world accepts it, then that's the messianic era for the rest of the world. And the world will come to its rest and time of peace. But as long as the Jewish people don't come, then the rest of the world will be troubled. It's very interesting, I mentioned this to you, because that piece of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was taken over by the Southern Baptists and by other fundamentalist Christian sects. It's very important for us to realize that. The friendship of Reverend Jerry Falwell and of others who, on the surface, it's very difficult to see why they're so friendly with us. Because on one hand, they say that God does not hear the prayer of a Jew, and that Jews are eternally damned. But on the other hand, they are more gung-ho for the state of Israel than most of Borough Park is. Why is that? And the simple answer is because they have subscribed fully to that theory advanced in the Kuzari that the salvation of the world is dependent upon the existence and well-being of a Jewish state in Palestine. That's a religious precept. Of course, they have a kicker to it, that after the state is established and everything is straightened out with it, that the Jewish state will somehow convert to Christianity and that will be the second coming, etc. When that doesn't happen, they will probably become less Zionistic than they are now. But this piece of philosophy is taken from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi and the Kuzari. The Kuzari has had a lasting effect, unlike, for instance, the Makor Chaim of Rabbeinu Shlomo Ibn Gabirol, which is almost, it's just relegated to very few scholars to look at today. The Kuzari is still a popular book. It still is studied in yeshivas. It still is one of the basic books of Jewish philosophy, one of the strongest basic books of Jewish philosophy, and has had an overwhelming influence on Jewish life. We see also in the book the fact that during his time, Jews already were forced to defend their faith against Muslims and Christians. The period of tolerance was beginning to diminish. Tolerance is not only that I let you observe your religion, I don't even care. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to bother to justify it. And if you tell me your religion says that, you know, you have to stand on your head every Thursday, I'm tolerant of you. But if you say to me, yeah, you can stand on your head every Thursday if you explain it to me, if it makes sense to me, or I'll let you take the exam on Friday instead of Saturday, but you have to explain it to me why you can't take the exam on Saturday. So that still is tolerance, but it's less tolerance. And because then I have put myself in the role of judging whether or not your religion makes sense. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi